Let's now turn our direction to Lord's Day 36 of the Heidelberg Catechism, which again summarizes the Christian faith as we are going through each of the Ten Commandments, and we find ourselves on the third commandment today. So Lord's Day 36, which is found on page 42, just two questions, and let's respond to question 99 and 100. What is required in the third commandment? That we must not by cursing or by false swearing, nor yet by unnecessary oaths, profane or abuse the name of God, nor even by our silence and connivance be partakers of these horrible sins in others. And in summary, that we use the holy name of God in no other way than with fear and reverence, so that he may be rightly confessed and worshipped by us and be glorified in all our words and works. Is the profaning of God's name by swearing and cursing so grievous a sin that his wrath is kindled against those who do not help as much as they can to hinder and forbid it? Yes, truly. For no sin is greater and more provoking to God than the profaning of his name, wherefore he even commanded it to be punished with death. Congregation, the third commandment says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Now, the word take can maybe confuse us because when we think of the word take, we think of grab. How do you grab a name? Well, the main idea is really about valuing and handling something worthy and honorable. Think of a police officer. A police officer is just a normal citizen until he puts on the badge. And every day that police officer is in service, he has to answer the question, how will he carry that badge that's on his chest? Will he carry it with honor? Or will he carry it with dishonor? Every word he says, every action he does, he commits, reflects how he honors that badge. Well, man who is created in the image of God also wears a badge. He carries the name of God, whether they admit it or not, as creator. They can't run away from the fact that they are made in his image. They can't run away from the fact that they were created to honor him and glorify him with their lives. The third commandment focuses on how image bearers honor the name of God in their life. How do they honor him with their speech? How do they honor him with their works or deeds? Will they carry his name with reverence? Or will they mock the name of God by their words and deeds? The Catechism summarizes what the Bible teaches by saying, we obey the third commandment. When we obey the third commandment, we must not profane or abuse God's name by cursing, by false swearing, or by false oaths. How often do we hear people use the name of Jesus or God in vain as a curse word? They treat God's name like a toddler when he grabs something of value, like a piece of jewelry. He uses it however he wants. And by nature, they treat God's name like trash. His name becomes a throwaway word. Now here's what's interesting about our God-hating society. It's not as though our God-hating society doesn't understand the concept of revering words. There are certain words we deem as a society to be unspeakable. Some call it cancel culture. If you say certain words about another race, you are a racist. If you are a man, there are certain things you cannot say, or else you're not going to appease the feminist mobs. If you don't celebrate the ever-expanding gender pronouns, that is hate speech. And some even say that is an act of violence. You see, the lines are drawn. The rules are created and being created constantly. Thou shalt not speak these words to these people. Breaking these commandments can likely threaten your business, your livelihood, or your status in society. Million-dollar corporations cower in fear of not being canceled by these social justice mobs. Our society understands the concept of using words with reverence. They are committed to not offending people, certain people. They're committed with a religious calling. Yes, a religious calling. However, when it comes to the true and living God, they could care less. And here's where it gets even worse. So many Christians are okay or go along with the cursing of God's name. That's shameful. We ought to repent of that. We're so afraid of what people will say of us. So when we're talking to somebody, or when we're in a group, maybe at work or whatever context it may be, and someone in the group repeatedly says God's name in vain, your conscience is pricked, isn't it? That's because it should be pricked. Now, that doesn't mean you got to be like Peter and grab your sword and start swinging at people. We can be respectful, right? Hey man, can we not say God's name in vain? How hard is that? Now, if you miss your opportunity, don't beat yourself up too much. There'll be more opportunities. I know I've missed my fair share of opportunities to speak up. But that should not be the norm. We shouldn't stand for it. If someone dishonors your spouse in front of you, if someone dishonors your kids in front of you, would you not rush to their defense? Why not defend the honor of your God? Just like a police officer, you too wear a badge, Christian. The name Christian means we bear the name of Jesus Christ. We honor Christ's name because He's our Redeemer. We honor His name because He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. Our names are written in the Book of Life at the cost of His blood. Right now, Christ is being exalted by an army of angels in heaven. At this moment, there are countless members of the church triumphant singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Now, none of us live up to this calling of honoring God's name as we ought. But the more we walk with Him, the more we understand how worthy is His name to be exalted, to be defended, to be honored, and not to be taken in vain. Amen? Amen?